Are you a hustler, a hacker, or an artist? That's the question 150 young people had to answer at the beginning of the two-day startup experience. Based on their answers, the kids were sorted into groups comprised of the three types: goths paired with athletes, kids in camouflage mixed with those wearing suits and ties. Each hodgepodge team had to identify a bunch of problems and turn one into an opportunity for a new startup company.
If you are looking at the problem of the lack of good math education,
the project was facilitated by this energetic Danish guy named Heinrich Scheel. He lives in Silicon Valley and conducts these workshops all over the world.
I sort of started out 8 years ago with this idea that we need to have more young entrepreneurs solve real big problems around the world.
Many of the problems the kids came up with were huge: world poverty, hunger, global warming. Some were disgustingly common, like what is up with all the pee on toilet seats? 15-year-old Malachi Johnson from Harrisonburg took the lead in his group.
Important problems that we've come up with would be truck blind spots, student back problems, procrastination.
It was a grab bag of issues. Local entrepreneurs such as Peter Denby were on hand to encourage the teens. Denby is co-founder of the co-working space, the Stanton Innovation Hub.
They don't know any better. They're not jaded yet. They're like, oh yeah, I can solve world hunger. No problem. And that's awesome. And so the challenge is helping them get focused enough so that it actually is attainable, but not biasing them too much and not saying, oh no, you can't do that, because that's the opposite of what we're trying to achieve.
Once students identified a problem, they then had to figure out how to go about solving it. Here's Heinrich Scheel again.
We then form business models around those ideas, and then we send them out of the building. Out of the building to talk to customers, to do market research, and figure out whether this idea is actually viable.
In 2 days.
And finally learning how to pitch their idea. So we'll have a sort of a Shark Tank type panel for tomorrow afternoon.
Kathy Deacon is the executive director of the Stanton Creative Community Fund. It helps small businesses get going. She's the one who brought in Scheel to conduct the workshop.
Statistically, what will happen now is that when students graduate in 4 years with a degree and an idea of what they want to do for a job, that job is probably no longer going to exist because of the exponential change that's happening in our society now.
Deacon points to the coming automation and artificial intelligence revolution. It's expected to render many, some have even said millions, of jobs obsolete. She says students can't train simply to be workers anymore. They have to be idea generators and problem solvers. Kids in the workshop came from 12 different high schools in 5 different districts around Rockingham and Augusta counties. And anyone who wanted to participate was welcome.
Entrepreneurs come in all shapes and sizes and colors and, you know, flavors, and don't have to be an A student. And in fact, what research and study has shown is the A students are typically the ones that the traditional path fits them better.
Deacon's goal is to make such startup initiatives commonplace in the Valley.
The reason why I took this opportunity to join this program was because I myself want to become an entrepreneur, because I'm also working on my fashion brand.
17-year-old Savon Lewis from Stanton was part of the workshop. He had on a pair of jeans he painted himself. He plans to make his living selling clothes, art, and music. You know, an entrepreneur.
This course has taught me not to really judge the first impression off of, like, the people you're going to be surrounded with, because I didn't think I was going to like these group of people when I first got placed into this group, but they're pretty cool. They're pretty open-minded. They're pretty diverse, pretty unique individuals, and they're pretty cool. I like it.
This up-and-coming fashion designer and his eclectic team, they decided to pitch an idea about correcting blind spots on semi-trucks on the highway. For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.